I'm going to let Diane tell the story.
Now he wants me to talk. But, I had been engaged many times, and for some reason I couldn't ever go through with them. But when I met Greg, it's like somebody hit me on the head and said, this is the one. And it took him 3 weeks to figure it out. I knew right away. And I kept going like, what? It's taken him so long. So anyway, so we were quick. So we were fast, yeah.
I'm not married.
You're not married? Okay. So what you, how old are you?
I'm 32.
32. Well, are you looking?
I am, yeah.
Looking for balance, right?
Well, just keep your eyes open when that time comes.
Can I speak for the other end? Can I speak what it's like to be in a marriage when you are not a match?
Sure.
Because it's marriage being one thing, but when you're in a relationship and if she's higher than he is, all of the fights will be the same. You don't think he will feel so inadequate. Everything makes him feel inadequate. You eat faster than I do. You get ready faster. Anything makes him feel inadequate. You breathe harder. And she feels like she can't get enough from him, and that falls with the guilt of, well, I can't tell him that. That would hurt his ego. But I really am never getting enough from him. But I can't do anything. I can try to improve him. I can try to dress him better. I can try to expand his knowledge. But no matter what I do, I will never be able to change him to be enough for me. And who the hell do I think I am that I'm so great and this man's not enough?
Yeah, that's a, well, that was, so yours was a learning experience, marriage.
Yeah, one that I repeated many times. How marriage or boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, we need those. And Larry is still single. I'm surprised you're still single, good-looking guy with beautiful white hair. But look for those triggers, Larry. Are you married?
I was married, and I would like to mention with my last wife, We met together at a single fireside, yeah. And she was attractive, and I talked to her a little bit, but I wasn't flirting or anything with her. But when she was going home, she felt a distinct message that she attributed to God, saying, "You just met your husband." And
really?
Yeah, and then so she started keeping a journal of different spiritual things that were pointing her towards me. In the meantime, So she called me up. I asked her out. We went out, and we had a great time talking, and she was very open-minded, too, and I really appreciated that. But at one point, she decided, and I was interested in another lady, too. She decided to let me go to pursue with that other interest. A couple of 3 months previous to that, I'd actually written out a list of attributes that I was looking for in a wife.
Yeah.
And at that time, I went back and reviewed that list and realized that my wife-to-be was actually hitting on all those levels of what I was looking for. And so that kind of convinced me that, you know, I should pursue her more. And it turns out we got married 23 days later.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Did you get that signal?
How long did it last?
2.5 years.
Really?
But it was a great relationship. We had a lot of good connection together. It was definitely worthwhile being married.
Yeah.
JJ, when you find someone that you're supposed to be with, will you always get a signal?
Well, there will be some signal, but you know, a lot of us are kind of dancing. Sometimes we don't always get it right off. So both of them are aware of the signals before the birth. So if one goes over his head, the other one might get it. And so you just never know.
Comment about this. I was married twice, and both times the Spirit led me directly into the marriage, and I'm completely convinced that I was supposed to be married, you know, in those situations. It's like the Mormon Church. The Spirit led me directly into the Mormon Church, and it was good for me, and I was in the Mormon Church for 39 and a half years. And it's what my progression needed at that time.
Yeah, right.
And, like and say, I think my marriages were both the same way.
Probably 80% of us started out in some religion that was like training wheels for us.
Yeah.
And then we moved on.
In both cases, I was married a long time. It was 27 years and 14 years.
Wow.
And probably both of them, I should have stayed in that relationship about half as long as I did. But in both cases, we both did not want to admit that that our marriage wasn't working.
But you learned a lot of it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, marriage is a big learning experience. Now, also, if I don't think he'll mind if we mention that he's gay. And how about you have... How about you, have you got any signals on any companion in your life?
I don't remember any.
Don't remember any?
So probably not.
Have you met anybody that really, really felt like you were destined to be with or anything?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you know, you never know about that. Some lives were just meant to be single and other lives we aren't. So uh-huh. You just never know for sure. Yeah.
I have a question. So most people are, you know, find their one person or at least serially monogamous. I know there's people that are polyamorous that enjoy multiple relationships at the same time. How does that fit into molecular relationships?
Okay, well, we'll talk about that.
Well, we'll get into answering your question just shortly. But in relationships... we do have these triggers. The biggest trigger of all is kind of recognizing the other person's vibration. It's just like recognizing a song. You hear your favorite song played, you can recognize that real easy. Well, each of us have all kinds of vibrations going on in our soul that is kind of like a song. And when you meet a person that you planned on being your mate before you were even born, and you approach them, you will sense their vibration, and it will be like recognizing a favorite song. And you're thinking, this seems familiar. Now, even though you didn't fall in love with Michael right away, did he seem familiar?
It was interesting because the night that we met, he was a mediator in a dispute between me and another person.
Oh, really?
He was brought in as the mediator.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And he said something that made my daughter very angry in this mediation process. And I turned to her and I said, you better get used to him. He's going to be in our life a long time.
just a feeling, huh? Yeah. So that's the biggest thing. But because a lot of us are kind of dense, and we have to be hit over the head before we do what we're supposed to do. Well, we also have these triggers that we recognize. Like I say, it could be a smell. It could be just some little thing. It could be the way the person's hair is done. It could be the sound of their voice. Or it could be a certain phrase they might utter that will just trigger something in your mind. Like, it will turn something on, say, that will force you to say, hey, I need to pay attention to this person for some reason. I don't know why. And then when you do start paying attention, then you recognize that song, which is them. But sometimes you don't recognize that song until you focus on them a little bit. Like Artie says, when we did this exercise, she just happened to be the one sitting across from me at the time. So when we did that looking in the eyes exercise, which maybe we ought to do that one of these days here, it apparently triggered something in her. But what triggered it in me with her was she was attending a class I was giving on handwriting analysis. And when I first started learning handwriting analysis, I thought, I want to figure out what would be the perfect mate for me. So I figured out how the perfect mate for me should, what her handwriting should look like. And so after a bunch of thinking, I visualized in my mind what that handwriting would be. And all throughout my life, I had never seen this handwriting yet. And she attended this class on handwriting. I had everybody send in samples, and I went through and gave her just a brief analysis. There's about a dozen in the class. And then after I finished, she says, "You miss me." And I says, "Well, I thought I did them all." And I looked through them, and hers was stuck on another page. So I missed hers, and I pulled it apart and looked at her handwriting. And I thought, huh, this is the handwriting that I was looking for all this time. But unfortunately, I'm married right now, so I guess I'll have to let her go. So anyway, I think that was my trigger, was that her handwriting, when I looked at it, I thought, if anything ever happened to my relationship with my current wife at that time, she had that signal for me on her handwriting. I've been married 3 times, and there's been strong signals on all 3 times. And I believe that each one was a part of something I was supposed to experience. My first marriage was very difficult, but it taught me a lot. Yeah, I might still be in the Mormon church if I hadn't married my first wife. Because she drove me to ask questions as to why everything was happening the way it was. I was driven to ask questions in a way that I might not have been driven to if I hadn't married her. Yeah, I might still be a good Mormon for all I know right now. So you never know.